Episode 3219, Sacrifice is a Blessing.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous weekend. I know things are probably a little bit crazy. Can you believe this is the last Saturday before Thanksgiving? Take a deep breath. You don't have to panic. You can have a beautiful Thanksgiving still. Don't worry. But today I want you to focus first on relationships. Sacrifice is a blessing. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. You know, giving up so much for someone you love can seem like a burden at times. However, if you love someone, you should be willing to give up. Sacrifice is a blessing. I want you to think about your marriage, right? Because we often discover that the journey is not just about the good times and the joyous moments. Wouldn't it be nice if every day was your honeymoon day? But truly, marriage is about learning the art of compromise, the act of selflessness, and the attitude of sacrifice. While some may view sacrifice as a burden, it can actually be a blessing that strengthens the bond between two individuals. It's where two become one. So where are you in your marriage? How do you see giving up something for your spouse? Are you one who does it every day? Or do you sit there and like, I don't know, Christiane. I think I would just rather, well, if it works for me, I'm willing to do it. How can you sacrifice for the sake of your marriage without losing yourself in the process? Well, you got to live and learn to give and take. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Learn to give and take. Now, I get it. You're probably thinking, well, I've already given so much. You have no idea. I have three children. And I give all of my time to them, and I still work outside the home, and then I come home, I have to take care of the hubby, and then I have two dogs, and then there's a cat to boot, and oh my goodness, where is my time? I get it, it's hard. We all have responsibilities, but within those responsibilities, within that sphere, you have to learn to give and take. So what does that look like in real life? Well, number one, you do need to prioritize personal needs. Oh, the angels are singing now, aren't they? Because you're like, finally, somebody says I get to prioritize me. Yes, you do. Because if you don't, what happens? You lose who you are becoming. So it's crucial for you as a spouse to recognize your own needs, your own desires, even in the midst of sacrifices that you are making for your spouse. Now, sometimes we have to figure out, okay, when do I give and when do I take? Well, if you're prioritizing your needs, and I'm not saying being selfish, okay? It's not about being selfish. It's about being selfless. You can take care of yourself. That means you deserve, yes, a shower at least every day. You deserve to get some good sleep if at all possible. Now, we have those moments and circumstances, right? Sick kids, you're sick and you're losing, you know, your sleep. That just comes with the territory. But every other day of your life, if you can get in that 7, 8, 9 hours of sleep, that's what you need to do. But you have to prioritize that. So by prioritizing your personal needs, then you as a couple, right, can ensure that you can continue to grow individually and bring your best selves into the relationship. Because if you're not getting good sleep, if you're not eating good food, if you're not having that time that you need to really satisfy your own things like your hobbies, maybe your self-care acts, maybe pursuing some personal goals, maybe you want to write a book, you are going to be hanging that guilt on your spouse. And unfortunately, that's how we dress our spouse most of the time. You think about decorating your Christmas tree, right? Well, what we do instead of hanging bulbs on a tree, we're hanging guilt. And we're like, I'm keeping score. There goes one. You messed up there. Oh, here comes another one. Oh, this one's a great, big, bright gold one. Nope, this one deserves a platinum ball. What are you decorating with your spouse? You don't want to guilt them into being a part of something that they really don't want to be a part of, meaning your relationship in your marriage. Too many times we do this, too many times. So when individuals are fulfilled, right, on a personal level, then they can offer each other more, partner to partner. And then what happens to the marriage? You grow a stronger foundation. So prioritize personal needs. Number two, you've got to communicate effectively. Sacrifices in marriage should never be made in silence. Think about that for a moment. Sacrifices in marriage should never be made in silence. Honest and open communication is key to ensuring that both partners, both sweethearts, both you and your spouse understand each other's needs and concerns, which means you got to discuss it with them, which means you've got to say, this is where I'm at. And when you openly discuss what sacrifices are necessary for the betterment of your marriage, then you'll be able to find solutions that work for both of you. It's not just about one. So you see, it's not about coming from the selfish side. It's the selfless side. It's crucial, though, also to remember this. You've got to be one who, it's not all about me. If you're listening to WIIFM, what's in it for me? Well, I'm telling you right now in advance, your spouse is going to be like, oh, I'm kind of done with this. It was great while we were married. While we were dating. It was great while we were on our honeymoon and maybe a couple years thereafter. But man, now the bills are piling up and now with real life happening and I've got struggles at my job, I don't know that I can give anything more. So you know what? I'm just going to kind of back away. And then all of a sudden your spouse is pushing back. They don't want to hang out as much. They do everything else but want to be where you are. Those are some red flags. But if you're one who encourages communication and understanding this, how your spouse sees something versus how you see something, guaranteed is going to be different. You could be cut from the same cloth and it would still be different. You could have the same goals, the same of everything. You love the same hobbies. Like you're almost a clone of each other, but you're not, right? Because you're still individuals. But you're still going to see things differently. That's because of your mind. So when your spouse expresses their feelings towards you, don't take it personally. It's their feeling. It's their perspective, just as you see something differently. So you've got to bring it to the table and be like, okay, we're going to be all right with this. Let's say kind of where we're doing, where we're going, what does it look like? Express your concerns without fear, judgment, or rejection. Now, this is a hard pill to swallow. It's like the size of an elephant. I'm sorry, it just is. But the more you practice it, the better you will become at it. Practice creates progress. This way, then when you sacrifice, they're made willingly. It's not about, oh, I have to do this. I know you've had those moments. You go and you're like, oh, yeah, he wants me to go pick this up for him. I really don't want to go. You know how much time I could be saving if I was just on my way home, but now I've got to go out of my way, an extra hour to my day. This is unfair. So you go and you do it, but you do it with an attitude, the wrong attitude. Then you come home, here, I did this for you. And all of a sudden, something happens. It may have nothing to do with your marriage, nothing to do with your family. Maybe you got a phone call from a marketing person, and it just disturbs the evening at 8:55. And you're like, seriously, I'm getting my kids ready for bed. And now what happens? Your spouse can do nothing right. You just lash out. And you're like, I don't understand. What is your problem? You've asked me to do this. I go out of your way. And now you won't even help me do this. Do you see the problem? Effective communication. You got to practice to make progress. And finally, number three, uncover mutual support and compromise. What you look for, you'll find. Go back to the Christmas tree. Are you decorating your spouse with guilt? I mean, think about that. Are you giving him the gold and the platinum bulbs? I mean, they look bright and pretty, but man, that tree is going to get hefty, hefty, hefty. There's not going to be a big enough trash bag to take it all out. And that's what your spouse carries. And so every single time you have conversations, you have interactions, it's like, huh. Looky here, look what you did. Score 5,800 to zero, because I am perfect. You've got to look for what you want to find. So you've got to uncover that mutual support within each other. You've got to uncover that sacrifice, that compromise. And the compromise isn't giving up something for yourself. It's giving in to your relationship. And marriage is ultimately a partnership built on love, trust, and understanding. So it's important for spouses to support each other's dreams and goals, aspirations, even if they require sacrifices. I know for me and my husband, yes, I knew what I was getting into when I married him. He had bachelor, postgraduate, post-postgraduate. We kept going and going and going to school. And I'm thinking, when are we going to have a real life? And then we would move. At one point, we were moving every year. I kid you not, every year for 5 years straight. I had the moving company on speed dial. They knew me by name. Oh, Mrs. Wargo, it's so good. Where are you going this time? Uncover mutual support and compromise. You see, I didn't hold it against him because I knew what I was getting into. I was supporting his dreams, his aspirations, what he wanted. I stayed home, took care of the family. For a good while, though, I did actually work outside the home and ran my own business, so I was still working. But we have to become each other's cheerleaders. We have to become each other's allies. And when you as a couple can navigate the challenges of sacrifice more effectively, that's where you see success. That's where the love blossoms. Understanding that compromise is necessary for a healthy relationship, when you see that, both you and your spouse can work together to find common ground and make sacrifices that benefit the marriage as a whole. And if you have a family, if it's the fur babies, if it's the two-legged adorable creature babies, everybody benefits. Sacrifices are not seen as one-sided burdens, but as a joint effort to build a stronger and more fulfilling partnership. In the attitude of sacrifice, there is a beautiful dance between love and self. The key is finding the balance that nourishes both. You, my friend, want harmony. Sacrifice in a marriage is not a sign of weakness or a burden, but rather a testament to the love that two individuals share for each other. Don't you want to have an absolutely incredible, vibrant marriage? Well, when you prioritize your personal needs, you practice effective communication, and you foster that mutual support and compromise, the two of you can make sacrifices without losing yourself in the process. Yes, it is a delicate balance that allows you all to grow individually while strengthening the bond of your marriage. Remember, sacrifice is a blessing. Go in peace, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day and happy Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.